Paul Nolte now, telling us what's going on with your money. And Paul, I see that Warren Buffett is buying up stocks. He has used the slump as an opportunity to increase spending, deploying tens of billions of dollars the past couple of months. Is that what you're telling your clients? Now's the time to buy?
Not quite yet. I think we've got still a little bit of room to go. I mean, the markets are bouncing here, and a lot of it is due to the fact that the markets have been so depressed for the last 6 weeks or so. And Warren is a very good long-term buyer, so he's not worried about catching the bottom. But I think the stocks still have some weakness ahead. We're not through the inflation fears and worries and concerns, and the Fed has just begun their hiking cycle. So I think we've still got some tough sledding ahead for the next couple months.
There's been a lot of talk lately about corporate greed, and some folks citing those record corporate profits saying some companies might be jacking up prices to pad their bottom lines at the expense of consumers. That's us. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of interesting when you look at that, and certainly it plays very well politically. You know, when you take a look at prices for wheat and for oil and all of those, a lot of that has gone up, and the prices at the grocery store and the gas stations reflect all of that. Is it too much? Is it not enough? The refining capacity is full out. We're generating as much oil or a refined product as we can. We haven't built a new refinery in the United States in over 30 years. So we still have a lot of supply issue. We're not getting enough supply. And when you can't have enough supply, then prices do go up. And I'm not so sure that it's price gouging as it is the fact that we just really don't have enough available for sale.
You wrote something pretty ominous on your blog. If the markets struggle putting together a few positive days, the markets could be in a very precarious situation. Elaborate on that, would you, Paul?
We're down 6 weeks in a row, and we would have expected that we would have gotten a bounce at some point. You would have had the buy the dip buyers coming into the marketplace, and they have for all of about an hour or two almost every day. You know, we could see the markets open up positive, and then by the end of the day, we're down a half to 1%. And that is a concern because you don't have the natural buyers coming into the marketplace. And from strictly a technical level, when you look at where the markets are and where they may have stopped at prior periods, there's not a lot of room between where we are today and maybe 35, 3600 on the S&P, which is another 10% down from where we are. So when you take a look at the price action, it is not healthy. It's not an indication of a bull market. It's a little bit more of an indication of a bear market. And in those environments, you want to be very cautious about buying stock, as well as trying to figure out where that bottom is.
The markets will get to react to consumer spending this week. What's your forecast, Paul?
Yeah, the spending comes out at the bottom of the hour, so we'll see that at 7:30. And my expectation is that we're going to see spending pick up. The key is going to be unit sales. So unit sales up, because retail spending will include inflation. So if inflation is running at 6%, retail sales are up 4 or 5, that's telling you that most of that price, or the retail sales increase, is price driven and not necessarily that people are buying more goods. The consumer is still pretty healthy. They still have a lot of cash on their balance sheet, relatively speaking. And so we would expect retail sales to do well, and inflation kind of drives that. If I'm concerned about prices going up next week, next month, I will probably buy today to get the price today versus a higher price tomorrow.
And that high price of the gas pump is affecting us a lot more than individually, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, certainly the truckers are feeling the pain. Diesel fuel is all-time highs, and that's how we get goods and goods around the country. Those are the expenses that are showing up at the grocery store. Those are the expenses that are showing up in maybe some smaller profit margins. I'm not sure that we're going to see record high profits over the next 24 months or so, and a lot of that is compression in margins. Companies are paying more for goods and services and more for employees, and that will ultimately show up in the bottom line. So the record profits, I think, came from the very easy monetary policy and a lot of the fiscal spending that went on. But I think all of that is coming to an end, so it's going to be a little bit tougher going forward.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Look for some good news, will you, Paul? And then we'll let you back on next Tuesday morning.
The sun is at least shining, and I'll take a 70-degree day in Chicago.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care.